Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter. Dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com.
Support for WPR comes from The Alliance, a not-for-profit cooperative committed to helping employers self-fund by providing data and insights to manage their health plans. Info is at the-alliance.org.
Milwaukee Health Commissioner Bevin Baker is out of a job amid concerns that the department was falling short when it came to how it handled issues of lead and potential lead poisoning of children in the city. According to Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, who broke the news of Baker's resignation last week, the agency may have failed to notify families whose children tested positive for elevated lead levels from 2015 through 2017. Now Milwaukee residents are looking for answers. The city's Common Council reviewed some of the concerns today in a meeting, and Chuck Kornbach was there. Chuck's a WPR reporter based out of Milwaukee. Welcome back to the show, Chuck.
Thanks, and still am there. The meeting is still going on.
Still going on now. Okay, well, give us some background, Chuck. Can you talk about the lead issues, lead and kids, and how we got to this point?
Well, sure. The Mayor Barrett, as you said, broke the news to most of the community, I guess, last Friday when he announced that the day before, Health Commissioner Baker, who had been in office for 13 years, had submitted his resignation after Barrett and Baker apparently had a conversation, and Barrett puts it, both agreed that new leadership would be helpful. Barrett said today, talked more about the timeline today in this meeting before the Common Council's Steering and Rules Committee. Barrett said they'd been made aware of some funding-related problems in the health department back last month, and then this month became aware of these issue of the health department perhaps not sending out about 500 or so letters for each of the last 3 years to families whose children had tested positive for lead levels, and these letters, you know, provided advice and suggestions on what to do. Barrett said he became very agitated, very concerned when he heard about that these letters may not have been sent out, and that's what was apparently the final straw in getting, encouraging perhaps, Baker to resign.
Tell us about this testing. Is this families going to a healthcare provider to get the lead level test and it's reported to the city, or is the city testing? Who was doing the testing here?
It's mainly the, I think, the private sector and doing some testing and then reporting to the city, and then the city has the responsibility to put out information to the families. The city, of course, also does various programs to try to reduce lead in paint, and they've cleaned up about 17,000 homes over the last few decades. And then there's just also this issue of whether the lead has been coming from soil, and as in Flint, Michigan, whether the lead has been coming from water pipes. There's a program underway to replace some of the lead pipes here, but there's not enough progress, according to some.
So the main thing here is not sending out these letters to families whose kids had tested positive for lead, but it sounds like the families would have known about that positive lead test but not gotten this follow-up on remediation, on what to do next.
It appears the mayor said repeatedly that there were efforts to get to the bottom of this, of what's going on. He's conducting an investigation with the health department, but some aldermen, Tony Zielinski and others that have been critics of the mayor or potentially future rivals of him, are asking for an outside audit of the problems. And Barrett said that he would agree to an outside audit if first he could see what the language of the legislation that formally authorized the audit said.
Talking to WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach out of Milwaukee. He is at a Common Council meeting there looking at this story over lead and kids in Milwaukee and whether the health department there had done the appropriate follow-up after lead testing. And some activists there are pushing city officials for more action. We've seen some saying this could require Mayor Barrett to resign. What kind of reaction are you seeing in the community here?
Well, one of the activists that had a lot of protest in City Hall yesterday is back here, and he's not particularly happy with some of the answers that have come out during the Common Council committee meeting. But so far, the alderpersons don't seem like they're calling for the mayor to resign. They want more investigation. They say it's more too early in the process. And again, some of these folks want to run against Barrett or have run against Barrett in the past. I don't think there's a huge groundswell to have the mayor resign, but it would depend on what results of these additional investigations show, whether the letters weren't sent, what were the health ramifications, and so on.
And Chuck, you mentioned other issues beyond lead. Talk of a money issue you mentioned, and I've seen at least rumors describing a negative work environment in this department. What kind of things are you hearing about that?
Right. On the work environment issue, we've been sitting for roughly 2 hours in this Common Council committee meeting. And by the way, I think only 5 or 6 members are supposed to be on the committee, but pretty much the whole Common Council, 15 or so, have shown up for this meeting. I was sitting off to the side or at the main table. So it's a very contentious issue, very closely followed. The issue, of whether we will see further steps on the personnel front. They're about to go into closed session at some point. We've been sitting in an open session for 2 hours, but there's a closed session that's about to start where they're going to talk more personnel as to whether Baker was really punished, whether there were other health department employees under a punishment. Mayor Barrett has consistently said he has not seen any evidence of criminal behavior, though. But a lot of this is going to be going back into closed session. Apparently the city attorney, Grant Langley, wanted the whole thing in closed session today, but the alder person has talked him out of that in at least a couple hours of open session.
And Chuck, on the wider issue of lead pollution and how it affects kids, obviously very, very hazardous material there for children. Flint, Michigan was the center of the story for a long time, but we have had reports on lead concerns in Wisconsin. Has lead been a focus in recent years in Milwaukee?
Well, certainly, as I say, with the lead paint issue, with the 17,000 homes coming under some sort of cleanup work, and a lot of that is funded by the federal government, has been funded by the federal government, the HUD agency, and maybe some state help as well. The issue of the water has become more prevalent since Flint, and again, with the concern of whether there's been enough replacement of these service lines, the water service lines in the street or leading to the homes that have lead in them or solder in them, and that, is partly what is fueling some of the questions today of, well, you've made some progress on lead paint, but why aren't we moving faster on getting the lead out of the service pipes?
Well, Chuck, I'll let you get back to covering the story. Thanks a lot for bringing us up to date today.
Thank you.
That's Chuck Kronbach, WPR reporter in Milwaukee. He joins us to talk about the resignation of Milwaukee's health commissioner and how the department is handling lead issues in the city.